You're listening to Just Okay Gamers. Ladies, put your white shirts on and dump some water on your chest because it's about to get rowdy.
We're just okay and we play some games. We're just okay gamers.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to Just Okay Gamers podcast. We're doing episode 7 now. My name's Guido and I'm here with
Wally. Happy to be here for the 7th time and growing.
Well, not really 7th time.
Not really. Yeah, I guess it's 6 for me, isn't it, though? I missed the first.
5th.
How many times have I been here?
5 times.
Okay, it's the 5th time, then.
You can still count it on one hand, Wally.
Yep.
Yeah, ooh.
Hey, what's up,
all
guys?
My
it's
fingers.
Nasty.
Who else? Say that again.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Nasty. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks for asking, man.
And who else is here?
Millpool.
Millpool's really not here this time.
Full disclosure, Millpool was supposed to be here after returning from a trip, but there's an ice storm raging through the Greater Toronto Area, and he's gone again.
Yeah, so he'll be missed. We decided to go on without him, because secretly we kind of don't like him.
He's here in spirit. I'll keep him here. I'm on Team Millpool.
What do you say we talk about some league stuff?
Let's hop into it.
No, never.
I guess we'll start out slow. Is there any champs you guys are playing recently that you dig, that you're liking?
I love my Nami right now.
Yeah, you've been playing a lot of Nami.
Something about I've reached my inner zen with her Q. I can do very good things with it.
That's a hard thing to hit sometimes.
It's very gratifying when it hits.
Yeah, is that the one that levitates?
Yes, it lifts and separates like a girdle.
Oh. I've actually not been playing a single champion. I've been playing a lot of ARAMs since the new Q has come out. It's been really nice. A lot less dodging.
Yeah, it's very nice. I like the reroll system. Playing a lot of you've been playing ARAMs. Yeah, have you even played a normal game?
No.
In the past,
I also don't really have. I don't have the time for it either. Too. It's nice to be able to play like the little short 15-minute game in between like classes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I love ARAMs. I wish I could play more of them.
Meh.
They seem one-sided sometimes. I know, but
I get tired of ARAMs pretty quick.
Yeah.
They can be sold.
Yeah, I'd rather play a regular game if I could, but, you know, it's a nice alternative.
Yeah.
As opposed to not playing at all.
Who have I been playing? A bit of Jarvan.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Well, judging from your quote of yelling out, "I fucking love Jarvan," the last yeah, I think you've been playing him a little bit.
Yeah. Jarvan Jungle. I enjoy it a lot. It's hard to get rolling, though. You don't get that money that he kind of needs in the jungle.
Yeah. You have to really be like either gank essential or just stick in the jungle and say screw it until 6.
Right. So I don't know. I found a pretty good stride with him. I think
you've been making some plays, man.
We all have, except for Nasty on those ARAMs.
I've been making ARAM plays.
Those don't count.
They do count.
Everybody makes ARAM plays.
Nah.
Like you're supposed to congratulate someone when they get a Penta on an ARAM. Go fuck yourself, people.
I steal Pentas.
Yeah, you're all crammed in like sardines. Penta kill.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Anyways. So yeah, that's about it for us.
Good. What else has been going on? There's been talk about having like an amateur LCS league.
Essentially an amateur league, yes.
Yeah, like a Division 1 and a Division 2.
I think it's stupid.
Why do you think that's stupid?
I don't know. Ask the man in the wheelchair behind you. But I just think that if you want to have an amateur scene, I'm not saying that's dumb in the sense of having an amateur scene at all, but I just think we have an amateur scene. It needs to mature more. I don't know if codifying it into some kind of competitive thing necessarily is the best option. Then again, there's AAA in baseball, so that may work. I just don't know if it'll get the same kind of commercial success that they're expecting.
True. I mean, there is already a lot of LCS on. You got LCS EU, you got the LCS NA, and then there's other Chinese and Asian tournaments if you really want more league in your life.
Are they proposing to have it go on while the other divisions aren't playing or something, like something you could watch in the off season, so to speak?
I think this is just the community saying we want more kind of matches to watch.
I can respect that. I do too, in a way. More content's good content.
Yeah, but at the same time, you run the risk of kind of oversaturating.
True.
Just too much to watch at some point, I think.
Yeah. No, I agree. I feel like the community is more of, we don't want the teams that we like to disappear just because they can't make it into the LCS.
Right, yeah. If a team doesn't make it past this next stage, then where are you going to see them? You know, they're going to disband.
I've made this comment before, and I don't know if you guys follow it, but like, that's the way English Premier League soccer works. You get demoted down if you don't make the cut into the lower level leagues, and you have a chance at redemption when you're there.
See, but, and I like that idea. I think that's a really good idea to keep the teams around and to keep it. You got to start somewhere in order to expand, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think killing the teams outright by not giving them an avenue to rebuild is not cool. So maybe there needs to be something on that merit alone, somewhere for them to go. Otherwise, they lack the incentive to stick together.
I think Riot has enough on their hands with the LCS as it is. Like, that's a lot of content, and their shoutcasters to think of, and the crews, and just so much work gets put into giving us these matches every week. Adding another few matches with amateurs just doesn't seem viable right now.
I don't even think that it needs to be at that production quality, though. I think that what it needs to be is just a monetary source for these teams to still survive. And then instead of the winning team of Season 3 getting like a $1.5 million purse or something like that, reduce it down to like $500,000 and spread some of the wealth around to the other teams and allow this sort of organization that's kind of growing around all this esports and LOL.
I think half a million is a handsome prize in and of itself.
Yeah, for playing League.
Yeah, absolutely. What if they maybe outsourced the whole idea with amateurs? Like have a company kind of do their own streaming and have their own prizes and let the community and audience search them out and follow it that way.
It's not out of the question. I mean, there's companies out there that specialize in managing league-based play for competitive sports. I'm sure if you gave them a quick primer on what you're trying to do, they'll latch onto the notion real quick and they could handle it for you for a small fee.
Yeah, I think it'd be great to have like a sanctioned outsourced league.
Why not?
Well, I was thinking, why doesn't MLG get in on this a little bit, you know? Because I feel like the only reason that esports is having an issue taking off is there isn't, like, a central place. You know, like, the NFL is its own organization that everybody belongs to. Esports is kind of, like, really scattered and all over the place.
I feel like MLG had its chance, and I really hope they are an option going forward, or at least somebody like them. But weren't they... Didn't they like dismiss the option of doing something like this earlier?
I don't know the logistics. I don't know. MLG's shit.
I know that they've been doing a lot of Call of Duty stuff.
Yeah, they're big in the FPS scene, and I think they're just having some trouble getting into the RTS and strategy based games for some reason or another.
No, aren't they big in StarCraft too?
Yeah, but StarCraft's a notable exception, though, and I think. I mean, it's how do you dismiss StarCraft? It's like a icon.
I suppose. Well, I don't know. Think about it, Riot.
Yeah.
You can hire us if you want. We'll help you.
We'll
out.
Take care of it.
If anybody from Riot actually listens to this, I doubt it.
Yeah.
No, half their office listens to this, man. You don't know that?
Yeah.
Of course.
We missed our opportunity to plug it to him in person, so...
Yeah, that was in its infancy.
That was still when the podcast was just a thought in our heads.
Yeah. Well, what is next?
New champion.
Oh, yeah. Aatrox.
Are you not excited?
I don't know. He seems pretty generic to me.
I think the way they unveiled him was horrible and stupid, but then again, a lot of people seem to like it. So, I think I'm a sourpuss. It was just weird, this whole Indiana Jones Adventure Ezreal thing with
guys. Look at all this stuff on my desk. Okay,
you had to talk to him and like reply in the thread like you're talking to a fictional character. It was weird.
I got this. What was going on? I mean, it's broken. The stained glass. The stained glass I found out in the frail yard. Okay, guys.
I don't want to meet that guy in a dark alley.
What was up with that? I mean, I understand trying to get like some of the fans involved with what's going on in the lore and stuff. But that was way over the top. I'm not gonna sit here and stare at a forum to try and figure out what the fuck's going on. I'll wait another week for them to tell me.
Well, you know, all league players are successful military men with social lives, so clearly, you know.
Okay, fair enough.
It's fine. If people get their rocks off on that, then more power to them. But I'll just wait for the official announcement to tell me that this stupid champ's being released.
Well, it's official now. Did you see
it?
It
is official. Yeah, I don't really like it, to tell you the truth.
It looks like a dude bad Kale. It's like this demon angel with wings. Like, and he's got a big sword.
It reminds me of a melding of Kale and, what's his face? The vampire guy.
Vladimir.
Yeah. And I think that instead of being, like, the holy light saving that Kale is, he's, like, the exact opposite, like, dark death and destruction.
Well, his special is called Massacre, so.
And his race is actually called the Darken. Darken Blade.
Wow.
And I guess there's supposed to be four more of them. So, stay tuned, folks.
And we're really hating on this
one more
guy.
What? Darkens?
Yeah. Really? There's five Darken left in the world, and there's...
Ugh.
I don't know. I didn't read the whole thing.
Yeah, we're just shitting all over this.
It's fine. He's got some skills.
He kind of seems a little bit like Mundo, though, with the whole everything costing health to cast.
Yeah, and Vladimir.
Yeah, and Vlad, too. And he's got, like, a lot of lifesteal stuff. Yeah, so, I mean, he does seem like a mix between Kale and Vlad.
And then he's got his life-saving passive, which they seem to really latch on to, as of late, especially.
Yeah, with Zach, too. That's what I was thinking. I was like, Zach and this now?
Right. Who else is there? I mean, there's Vali. Vali Bear. Tryndamere. Anivia. There's got to be more, right?
Yeah. It kind of defeats the purpose of, like, Guardian Angel, you know? They're kind of, like, phasing it out of the game.
Which is...
Well, no, it'll still be viable on other people.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's like, that's just one less item that you have to buy now, so that's, like, 2,300 gold that you get to save.
It's actually a good question. Does Zach's passive proc... before or after Guardian Angel? Like, how does that work? Do you know? Side question.
No, I don't.
I don't know. I was actually going to ask you to build one game to see, but you were like, no, I'm not fucking doing that.
That's because I don't fucking die. Come on.
Wow.
Valid.
He's got some other stuff. Dark Flight. He rises into the air and slams into a target location. Well, I don't know. Whatever. It's a stupid...
There's a whole lot of knockups too lately. Have you realized that? There's a lot of stuff like moving away from like snare or a stun, and knockups can't be cleansed.
No, that's a huge part of the knockup shtick. I was reading about Nami actually when I was trying to read up on some tactics for using her, and I came across that. And now that I think about it, there's a lot more knockup stuff coming out, like you said. I don't know if it's going to be a significant thing or not. Oh, by the way, I'm calling it right now. The next major theme is going to be water.
You think so?
Why?
They're going to find a way of bringing in more water-based stories or themes, or they're going to have like a more thing for Nami, because she's only got two skins.
I don't know about that. I'll take you up on that.
Okay.
I don't think it is going to be WoW.
I'm not. Yeah, I don't think it is either.
Okay.
I feel like it's going to be like Flames and Destruction.
Could be Flames too, with Brand and Annie and a few others. But what about what's the name of the what's the name of the fish? The jungler.
Fizz?
Fizz, yeah. I was thinking Fizz and Nami, and they can show some more love over there with those guys, but
yeah, I don't care. Sorry, I'm channeling my inner Millpool.
I'm just thinking out loud here.
Thanks.
So I was reading this blog about the roll queue.
Oh.
Yeah.
About that.
Guido had pretty strong opinions about it.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. You were very dismissive of it.
Well, yeah, I don't really care for it.
To clarify, I think it's the notion of picking a pre-existing role and then queuing under that role into a match.
Right. Yeah, I don't.
That's correct.
Care for it much. It just, we don't really need it. Just let people play the way they want.
My problem with it is that I don't think you can actually enforce it.
No, you can't.
Because you can come out of that queue and just be a dick.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Unless they somehow, I don't know how they would do that.
Force you into the role, like being locked into a chair the minute you come out of the queue.
Or if I don't know.
I'm ambivalent.
Remember?
Go ahead, Nasty.
Remember back in WoW when they put this in?
Well, I hated it in WoW, but I hated it because of the social factor. Because I liked meeting new people, and the fact that it's cross-server means if you like somebody, you're kind of hosed because they're going to go back to wherever they came from. But that's not really a problem here, though, in my opinion.
No, this game is not a social game.
No.
No, not at all. But the reason that I'm bringing up it is that whenever you would want to just get in, you would end up just tanking or being a support. Because damage queue was always way longer.
That's true. And the queue the queue for mid will be enormous.
Yeah, or the queue for top. So it's like, are you going to just go support or jungle and get in faster? And then that kind of like pigeonholes you into being whatever they want you to be in.
Yeah.
You can still troll by picking a champion that clearly doesn't fit that role, unless they hard lock that too.
This is all speculation. I don't think they'll ever do it.
No, they won't do it. Because it fucks with their control of so many aspects of the game.
Right. There's just so many things that can go wrong. And it doesn't allow the game to grow. You know, it doesn't allow the meta to grow. It doesn't allow people to experiment, to try and find different ways to win the game.
Does put handcuffs on it completely.
Right. So the time that they do that is the time that they say, this is... our game is perfect, and this is how we want it to stay forever.
Yeah, true. Remember, what was it, 2 weeks ago now, when they said that they can't do anything to enforce the quote-unquote current meta when there was all that controversy? So, I mean, them saying that and then doing this would be them kind of like contradicting themselves.
Yeah, it would be putting an ironclad fist on the meta. So, yeah, it would be completely contrary to that.
If they did do it, it doesn't really affect me because I play fucking normal blinds all the time. So
yeah, that is true. It was just for solo rank.
Well, we're all blind players. We play with you, really.
Yeah. I don't know. Nasty delves into ranked a little bit.
Yeah,
not a fan of
whenever I can. No?
No, I don't like all the tryhards. That's my main reason.
There are a lot of tryhards.
Yeah. I mean, there's enough in normal, just going into ranked. Anytime I've done it has just been a test of my patience, and I end up ignoring the whole team. So what's the point? You know, I want to play the game to have fun. And the arbitrary ranking or number doesn't really bother me none. I mean, I'm kind of curious to see where I would stand, but at the same time, it's not worth it to delve into that snake pit as it is and try and fight your way through it.
I can tell when you're not happy, too. We all can tell.
What do you mean?
You just get quiet.
Yeah.
You get real quiet.
I don't know. I've been trying to be easier on myself and my teammates when we're losing, just because it's no fun for anyone.
Well, that and the we I would say we play with people, and I include myself in this, that belong to a very wide, almost golf-like range of skill levels.
Yeah. Definitely when I play, I feel like I have to strap on my carry pants with our current group of people. And I mean, it's not bad or anything. And, you know, Nasty's in the same wheelhouse, and Wally, you too, in the same extent, but you're more of a support-only player.
I am a support guy. I don't mind branching out, but there's enough people to kind of fill the void, so I enjoy support, so that's kind of where I've sat.
See, I enjoy support a lot too, but playing with the people that we play with, sometimes...
I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I can't play support because I can't win a lane that way.
Well, you know, playing support for me has helped me, because I've left League and come back, and in support has a lot of, even though it's not a critical role, it's a situational awareness role, and it's really given me a crash course in the game and got me back into it.
It is a good starter role. If someone's new to the game and they're going to focus on one thing to start, I'd say support's the way to go.
I'm still tempted to branch into I know it's kind of one yin to the other yang, but maybe into carry or something, because it seems like that's the role that nobody wants to do for varying reasons of boredom and whatnot.
I mean, I feel that support is a good place to start, and AD carry is also, like you said, probably another next step if you're going to do that, just because you have the person that's there that can kind of like save your ass when you step out of bounds.
Yeah. Plus, nobody wants
to
do it.
As opposed to like, yeah, and like being mid and top, you're kind of playing.
Well, I should preface that by saying,
comes around.
In our group, AD carry is kind of the bitch role.
Yeah, it's not well liked for a wide variety of reasons.
I don't mind playing it. That's usually what I end up playing.
Nasty and I are a pretty good team.
Yeah.
We're crazy as hell, though.
I think that's why we're a good team, because we both go balls to the wall and then we realize like 30 seconds too late and then somehow manage to get ourselves out.
Hyper aggressive is pretty much the only way to do bot at this point, thanks to the way game styles have been.
Yeah, that is true. But it pays off usually in our favor.
Oh, yeah, because I usually land it with Nami or with somebody, and you usually get a good shot off.
Yeah.
Well, cool. That's like saying a football team wins by getting touchdowns, but oh well. I mean it with my heart.
Yeah, you know, like I snap the ball and throw it to you, and then you catch it, and we score.
And we score, yeah.
You should be the next shoutcaster, Wally.
Absolutely. Well, we kind of tried that one time. Look at those guys doing that thing. The first 5 minutes were a little uncomfortable.
Speaking of, you guys want to plug ProSoss?
Oh, yeah. We got to plug them, don't we?
Yeah.
Let's plug that out there.
Plug it up.
ProSossARAM.com for all your ProSossARAM needs. No, go visit their site. You pay a small entrance fee, you play in the tournament, you win some big bucks. The entrance fee is like a buck a person per like team or something buck. Like that.
Yeah.
And you, the one that we shoutcasted for, the winners got $420.
And that was a small one in comparison, so
yeah,
the higher the purse.
Exactly. So check it out, prosossaram.com, and maybe enter and play some ARAMs and win some money. There it is.
Yeah. And maybe one of these times we can somehow work it out to get us back on that. But we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Because we know people liked us doing that. We got some.
And I enjoyed it, too. It was just, you know, it's a scheduling conflict with all of us and the ARAM.
Late afternoon Sundays are a little rough for us sometimes, but
yeah,
we'll get out there again.
We'll do it.
Any other league stuff you guys want to talk about, or should we move on?
I'm good moving.
I mean, there's this league. There's this league app. I mean, it's just like a jungle timer kind of thing.
Well, it's more than that. It's a big calculator.
Yeah, it's a giant league calculator with items and stuff.
I played with it a little bit while I was pooping.
Great.
And you like punch in your champ and pick your items. It's kind of, it has a little bit of a learning curve to it, at least from the, you know, 10 minutes I played with it while I was pooping.
It's called Lull Calculator, by the way.
But it seems very numbers-based. Like, if you want to know the exact numbers of what items you have and which routes to go and how long it'll take you, there's kind of this neat thing where you can, I don't know, pick your champ and then...
It's like a min-max.
It's definitely a min-max like comparison.
Right.
Me versus this guy with this gear, with these runes, with these masteries. This is what I would do to him.
To tell you the truth...
You know what?
I'll probably never open that app again.
Yeah, you know what it reminds me of a lot is, like, later on in my WoW raiding days, and they started having, you know, a whole lot of sockets and enchantments and stuff like that, it ended up just putting all my stuff into it and what I all had and what I wanted, and see, would, like, just calculate shit out for me and say, do this and that. I know, me too. It, like, took everything out of it, but it was the only way that you could really, like, be, quote-unquote, the best you could be, you know what I mean?
It's the only way you could get into some raids, because you were reduced to a figure.
Exactly, you were reduced to numbers, and that was it. So, hopefully this doesn't kind of turn League into that. I don't think it will, just because League is more of a skill-based game, as opposed to a numbers-based game.
Yeah. I don't think anyone has to worry about an iPhone app turning this game into anything they don't want it to turn into.
But it does look like a cool little app, so props to the dude that put in all this work to put it all together.
Lull Calculator, check it out. We aren't getting paid for this.
Or not.
Yeah.
Don't. Or not.
Don't do it. Boycott it, as a matter of fact. I'm sick of all these Lull apps trying to change the game.
Oh, okay, some main justice.
Dude, that was going to get main justice at all. Like the 8 people that managed to catch that skit at the end of Saturday Night Live.
All
right.
So, well, whatever. That's on. The League stuff. I feel like we're kind of down this podcast.
Yeah, a little bit.
We're being very negative.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I miss Millpool.
I miss Millpool, too.
I wish you could have been
nature
there.
And that ice storm in May for Toronto.
Yep.
Isn't there a movie called The Ice Storm?
I don't know.
With Sigourney Weaver and Tobey Maguire?
No, it's called The Day After Tomorrow.
Not Tobey Maguire. No. It's something else. I'm gonna look it up. Talk amongst yourselves.
No, I got it already. Huh.
Is Sigourney Weaver in it?
The Ice Storm with Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah, I knew it!
It's got Kevin Kline, Elijah
Wood, not Tobey Maguire. Oh, well.
Wait, no, it's not Elijah Wood. I thought it's Elijah Wood. Oh. Neither one of them are in it.
I thought Elijah Wood was in it.
No, it's Ben Hood, Lena Hood.
Brother and sister combo?
No, that's the characters. Are Kevin Kline, Joan Allen, Sigourney Weaver.
Whatever.
Christina Ricci. They're both in it! They're both fucking in it, Guido. Tobey Maguire and Elijah Wood.
Well, this podcast has been brought to you by The Ice Storm, released by Paramount Pictures.
In 1990.
So nasty, you got a plug to make, huh?
It's a little off the cuff.
It's a little bit less off the sleeve this time. Yeah, we're still doing the wristband giveaway for Segway Music. I had Mr. Meow Meow 12. Hit me up on Twitter saying he had a submission to send in.
Now, what do you mean by Segway Music?
It's just like End of League into general gaming. Just something for us to put in, kind of like we have our intro music.
And maybe so something like general gaming to game, the game we play at the end.
So transition music between our segments.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, people. It's easy.
Somebody also suggested that we use the end of game sound.
We can't do that. That's copyrighted.
Yeah. And
make some music for us. I did
the doesn't it intro. Be anything fancy.
Yeah, I did our intro in like 3 minutes. Do something
I'll send you a League of Legends wristband.
I never would have known that if you didn't tell me.
So
all right.
So that's it.
Great.
Okay. General gaming. This is where your segue music would come in handy. Because we're
it would.
Case in point, this is a very awkward transition.
Yeah, we're moving on from Ice Storm to general gaming.
Okay, this is the number one news item right out of the gate. The most important one we have is EA.
Oh, World of Warcraft?
No, no, no.
Wolfenstein is back?
The Star Wars man. Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
The future of LucasArts titles is going to be published through EA.
Yep. That's the thing that's probably going to happen.
Everyone keeps saying that means DICE will do the next Battlefront, but I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, that's not for sure. I mean, they got some good developers that work with EA. But it's fucking EA in Oregon.
I know.
That's the worst.
I just feel like EA has done such a bad rep lately with their game releases that they've had.
Well, they've been voted the worst company in America twice now.
Yeah.
I'm the consumerist.
Yeah, that is horrible. I don't know. I'd like to give them credit because sometimes they come out with good games, but the way that they just have implemented their last one with SimCity is just horrible, and then they're just like, oops, my bad. Didn't even try to fix it.
Are you going to buy these games, Wally?
Yeah, Star Wars is a very compelling IP. I grew up on LucasArts titles, but I just don't know if that means anything anymore.
Man, I'd love to see another Jedi Knight with Kyle Katarn.
Kyle Katarn, my man. Of course, if they make a space sim, all bets are off. That could be their wild card. They're bringing back X-Wing versus TIE Fighter, or they're bringing back TIE Fighter or something. That would just create such havoc in the PR sphere.
Yeah. I mean, it stinks, but at the same time, at least now some of those games have legs.
Yeah, absolutely. Although I hear they had a game coming out called For the Bounty Hunter. It was like, I forget, it was like 3055 or something. And it was supposed to be a bounty hunter hunting his quarry through the layers of Coruscant down into the bowels of the city. And they fucking shelved it. And it sounded so badass.
Remember,
Three weeks ago, we were talking about how LucasArts is giving up their game developing. And you kind of sounded upset about that, Wally, so.
That's true. This is a second lease on life. We'll see how it goes.
Well,
maybe it's better this way. Maybe this was probably their ultimate plan the whole time, was to find somebody else to do the publishing for them. You know, they have a lot of IP that can't really get out there if somebody else doesn't produce the games for them, if they're not going to.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's a double-edged sword. You get a game that you want to play, but it's published by EA, and it might not be that good, or rushed it, or have annual releases, or, you know, hey, how about this? You want a purple lightsaber? Give us $5 for that DLC, that purple lightsaber DLC.
And I might do that.
Yeah, exactly. And people like you, Wally, is the reason that microtransactions are the way of the future for gaming.
You know, I hated the whole notion of it until it finally came for me. And there's been a lot of different games that have had DLC that have been somewhat alluring to try.
Yeah. On to the next.
Oh, God.
Coming up,
I feel like that kind of wraps that. Yeah. We have had a horrible pick of topics this week.
Yeah. Nope's gone. We lost our wingman.
We had a bunch of technical difficulties before we started and during. So,
and, you know, Mike started other stories. Crying for no reason.
Yeah.
I did. I broke down.
I got a rash on my inner thigh.
It literally developed as the...
Yeah, in the past hour and a half.
It's in the face of, Tony Danza.
It's pussy, too.
Yeah.
You have a pussy rash between your legs?
It looks like Tony Danza.
Say that quite carefully.
Hey, did you know pussy and pussy are spelled the same?
The more you know. Where are we? What are we doing here?
Let's move on to more depressing news.
Wolfenstein's not depressing.
Blizzard had a horrible...
Oh, we're talking about Blizzard.
In general. I mean, they had two things going.
Oh, yeah.
They lost 1.3 million subscribers from WoW. I mean, most of them from the Asian market, so were they actually players? Or were they just gold farmers?
Yeah, they might have been just gold farmers.
Okay, gold farmers. I wasn't sure where you were going with that. I thought it was like some kind of slur.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's from the Asian market, so they can't even be considered people.
I was like, holy shit.
Society didn't see that. Nasty before.
Yeah, you're putting those words in my mouth.
This is just it. Nasty hates Asians of all races.
Only if they play WoW, though. I don't know. I feel like a lot of that's gold farmers, since there's kind of no need for gold farming anymore in World of Warcraft.
Yeah. You know? Do people still buy World of Warcraft stuff? Probably.
That's what I'm saying.
They do, it's all digital transactions, buying the boxes digitally from Blizzard directly.
One time I sold my World of Warcraft character. Well, my account. Yeah. It was a level 70. I think it was 70 at the time. It was after Burning Crusade, right?
Sounds about right.
Burning Crusade went 60 to 70.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a level 70 warlock and like a level 64 druid.
How much did you get for it?
$220.
Damn,
that's solid.
Yeah.
I had a buddy that sold one for, it was just a single 70 for like $380.
Nice.
Yeah, it was like full tiered out and he had a full PvP set as well.
Holy shit.
Yes, he probably could have got more.
He put a lot of time into that.
Did he
account.
Piss into like jars and stuff?
No.
Not in relation to Warcraft. We're just asking if he pissed into jars.
Ever. I mean, because seriously, that's pretty. Yeah.
I had to think about where you were going with that one for a second, Wally.
Let's randomly interject. But I gotta know, did he piss in jars?
Well, the only reason is because there was this quest that I used to do for a daily that you would go into like this witch's fucking area and put some shit in a cauldron, and one of the things looked like a jar of piss.
Was it actually
so... area and put jar, in, put piss in a jar?
Yeah. Anyway, so more bad news from Blizzard about this latest Diablo patch.
By the way, speaking of EA and fucking up beloved franchises, Diablo has an issue.
Diablo. Ugh.
They released a new patch, and the patch had a gold bug where you could duplicate gold through the auction house, and they were duplicating trillions and trillions and trillions of gold and buying gear. Crashed the market. I don't know if they fixed it yet.
Yeah, I don't know if they did either. That's unfortunate. They had a lot going on that auction house, and now it's going to be ruined for months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything
especially
is going to be...
like, the whole real money transaction that they had with it.
I never got the notion of the auction house. It never really made any sense to me because Diablo 2 was infinitely replayable for me, but Diablo 3 wasn't. And it's like, why would I spend money to get better gear to do something that that wasn't really that great to repeat to begin with?
Well, I mean, that's just a matter of opinion. I'm sure there's other people that still play it and love it more than D2.
Not many.
Do you remember duping in D1?
Of course.
Where you would drop the potion and then, like, drop the item. And then as you dropped another potion, you'd pick up the item. I think that's
old school.
How it worked.
Yeah, that's old school, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. That was fun.
You know, in the spirit of fairness, so when Diablo 3 first came out, people don't seem to remember what Diablo 2 was like when it first came out. And it was rife with duplication issues and other issues, and it was a mess. I mean, we didn't get charms and bug fixes and all the other things that people kind of associate with D2 until much later in its lifespan. I don't think Diablo 3 will have that redemptive moment, though.
No, you don't think so?
I don't see the draw. I mean, the game clearly was pushed out after being fixed so many times over several years that it was missing content. I mean, there's still a vacant space in the lobby area of each chapter where a character should have been, the Enchantress.
Really?
And she got, yeah, that's what, there was a, you know that spot in the desert area in the lobby of the desert area, chapter 2, I think, where like there's this kind of like area right below the blacksmith that has nothing there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's where she sits, and there's a spot for her in every single one of those.
Huh.
And she got yanked for one reason or another. I'm sure they have some bullshit reason, but it was just not finished or not implemented correctly, and so they pulled her. So the whole thing, in my opinion, was just a little botched. I hope she comes back. I hope they find a way of making it the way it was captivating with D2 eventually, but I'm not waiting around.
Yeah, they got to have one whopper of an expansion planned to kind of redeem themselves, I think.
I agree. It has to be completely innovative and full of content and with changes that everybody thought there should be. I mean, here's a good example of just like missing the point. 1.0.8 patch, right at the top of the list, what are the changes they made is, you can now identify an item by talking to Deckard Cain. I mean,
what does that mean?
Well, it's in my opinion, it's a huge concession that from the minutia all the way down to the big issues, they did stuff that people were expecting and didn't do it in the beginning.
Oh, because, I mean, couldn't identify items by talking to Deckard.
I don't believe so. I mean,
I thought you just right clicked them and they all became.
Exactly. You just identified them yourself because they thought it was easier that way.
Oh, so they might have like a mass identify thing with Deckard now.
Yes.
Okay, I see.
Be that as it may, I mean, in my opinion, in Diablo 1, coming out of the dungeon and talking to Deckard and figuring out what I just found was one of the more iconic moments of the game.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. It had like a suspense moment almost to it, you know? Like, I just want to get out of here and see what the hell I just got.
Exactly. And, you know, and the items weren't shit. I mean, some items were not as useful as others, but there was also something cool about the items you picked up. Whereas in D3, you could literally get a completely randomly generated item that had stats or things you just didn't need. It was just junk. So you're wafering through piles and piles of crap, at least more to the degree than you did in the previous two games.
Well,
yeah, I agree.
Here's to hoping they get their shit down right next time.
And I think we're continuing our tradition of just completely hating and bashing everything tonight.
This is just okay haters.
Just okay, but yeah, bitch fest.
Just okay, hello. Haters.
You crack you up.
I do.
Oh, good.
God, what other stupid thing can we talk about?
Another IP is returning.
What is it?
Wolfenstein.
Oh, Wolfenstein. Yeah,
let's bring up this beat a little bit. Get out of this depressing state.
Well, I enjoy killing Nazis, so I'm glad that it's coming back.
Who doesn't? Is there a person out there that does not enjoy killing Nazis? Probably other Nazis.
Yeah, neo-Nazis.
If you don't like Wolfenstein, you're a Nazi.
Literally.
That's a good logical assumption.
Yep.
I can see how you got from A to B on that one.
Wolfenstein was one of the first games I played, Wolfenstein 3D, on a PC. Well, yeah. Probably.
Mine was Commander Keen.
Yeah, I played Commander Keen. Played the original Duke Nukem.
You ever played Blake Stone?
No.
That was done in the same engine as Wolfenstein. It's kind of a sci-fi shooter type thing.
Okay. What about... shoot.
Mine was Doom.
Yeah, Doom.
Doom.
I couldn't figure out how to stop spinning, though, for, like, the first week that I played it. So I just spun in circles and, like, spun in circles and ran into walls and shit.
But you kept playing it?
Yeah.
I could see the hero entering into rooms, just, like, spinning.
And the monsters are like, what's going on with this guy? He's pretty crazy. We better not mess with him.
Yeah, he won't just stop spinning.
I mean, then Quake came out and blew the doors off of everything for me. Hexen, I guess, and Hexen 2.
Yeah.
And there's Witchhaven. I've never played that.
I played a lot on a lot of BBSs.
Oh, Legend of the Red Dragon.
Yes.
Yeah, I was all over that.
Fuck the shit out of Violet.
Out of the town. Oh, yeah. Town Harlot right there.
That Violet. She got that.
For me, my next one was some Delta Force.
Delta Force? I remember Delta Force.
Yeah. There was like six of them.
That was like mid-90s, right?
Yeah.
That was good stuff. Yeah.
Nice trip down memory lane. Thanks, Wolfenstein. We look forward to the new one. Moving on.
Moving on.
No, I don't know anything about this Wolfenstein.
Blazkowicz is coming back for sure.
Blazkowicz!
And so it's going to be the old hat hero.
Well, I mean, that's cool, I guess.
Yeah, it's a safe bet for publishers to resurrect the dead, so to speak. So.
Yeah, well, and it's been a while, too. Mm-hmm. So it's not like...
What was the last?
It's just recently redone.
Enemy Territory? They had one after that, didn't
No, there was one after that. Enemy Territory was amazing, though. It was probably one of the best multiplayer experiences.
The last one that they did was forgettable, because I can't even remember what it is.
It's like Return to Castle Wolfenstein, is that it?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know. Nasty, you mentioned something about this Oculus thing. You know more about it than I do.
Oh, they're pairing the Oculus now with the virtual treadmill that they have. So, TF2 actually is one of the games that they showed them doing it.
Oh.
And you basically run on the treadmill that they have. It's a virtual treadmill, and you like strap yourself in, you put the Oculus on, and then you have a gun sensor. So you aim left and right to like look left and right.
Uh-huh.
And then the virtual treadmill spins that way.
Oh, that's cool. So it feels like you're walking for real.
Yeah, and then but you have to walk for real to move.
Oh,
can you go backwards? Run.
Yeah.
You can sidestep and go backwards. Well, probably not sidestep.
It's a 360 platform if it's the way he's describing, so you could walk forwards and backwards.
But not strafe.
Strafing? I don't know. I don't remember seeing it in the video if it's strafed or not.
The strafe, though, all you would have to do is like just do your heel to heel, right? Side to side?
I don't know.
Well, strafe, you kind of actually have to like step off the platform the way that it's set up, because it's not a very big platform that they have.
Couldn't you just turn 90 degrees and then sidestep along the treadmill? Because you're looking that way. Wouldn't it know? I don't know.
Well, it's an omnidirectional treadmill is the thing.
Yeah, it's omnidirectional, so you should be able to do everything.
Yeah.
So they're
I would assume so, but like I said, I haven't seen it actually. I didn't see it in the video.
They're just returning to straight up virtual reality. I mean, I played one of these when I was 13 in a arcade in Wisconsin Dells for like $15.
Did you actually
for 15
run in
minutes.
It, though?
No, you didn't. So.
See, and that's what I think is really cool about it. Because, you know, there was this whole big push with like the Wii about getting games active and all this stuff. And it kind of like disappeared off of that, and
I don't
now
know.
Coming, kind of making a comeback.
Who's
going to
buy
like
a treadmill and put it in their house?
And well, people do it already.
Yeah, but to play games on?
Yeah, and they don't use it.
Oh, I'm just saying the burden of the question has already been met. It all really comes down to whether or not you want to hitch a game onto the treadmill you already have. I mean, the treadmill is in the homes. In homes, it's not too much of a big, tall order.
And you can't base this on Wii U and Kinect getting people active, because those were pretty much failures.
And I agree to an extent too.
Yeah,
that.
True.
I mean, with virtual reality, and I think it's still kind of in this whole interactivity phenomenon has potential, but I think Nintendo pushed it a little too hard, and they're suffering for it now. Because sometimes people just want to play games. They don't want to have to, like...
Move.
Yeah, I don't want to have to jog.
I want to be lazy.
Jog across, like, a 10-kilometer map to go and shoot someone and then get shot and have to respawn and do it all over. That sounds like the worst thing I've ever heard coming from an overweight 30-year-old.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's a cool idea. I think, like you said, if it gets too big, that's not going to be the thing. This is not something I would want to play, like, fucking DayZ on at all.
I did see the Oculus Rift is pretty neat, because I've seen a few tech demos, and sitting in your chair moving your head around is kind of a novel idea.
You know what's going to be badass? You know what kind of game it's going to be badass with?
What?
Space Sims.
Yes. Anything where you're in a cockpit.
Yeah.
MechWarrior is going to be pretty awesome.
MechWarrior. And I know that Star Citizen game, the Wing Commander game coming out.
Yeah.
They're betting on Oculus support already.
Racing games will probably be pretty neat.
Yeah.
In terms of like having like FPSs or even like third person over the shoulder kind of adventure games like Tomb Raider, that might be hard to do or to pull off.
As long as you're willing to like recognize the fact that you may not be moving, it's still doable. Like, I'd still appreciate a 360 kind of view of things if I was in an adventure game, but I would prefer to have a controller in my hand when I was playing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you guys see this demo of people getting their heads chopped off?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
What?
Yeah, they're using the Oculus Rift for executions. Like you look around, and then you hear like you have headphones on as well, and then you hear the sound of like somebody pulling the pin on like a guillotine, and you hear it like sliding down. And then there's somebody standing next to you, and they're, like, watching what you're watching. So when it comes down and it's about to hit you, they tap you on the back of your neck, and then your head falls off, and it rolls over and looks at your body.
Oh.
And then it lands in a basket. And then...
It's a pretty funny video to watch.
I'll have to watch that, yeah.
Weird it out. I also saw another video of a guy doing riding on a roller coaster simulator with the Oculus Rift on. And he couldn't stand up. They had him standing. And he's looking around, and as soon as he goes down the first hill, he, like, kind of has that drunk stumble to him.
Right. Oh, I could only imagine, dude. Like, all you want to do when you start leaning forward is lean backwards, you know, right, to, like, counteract the gravity.
So, I don't know. It's got some pretty cool ideas, but... In terms of sitting on my computer playing League with an Oculus Rift on, I don't think that's going to happen for me.
No, probably not.
It's a fun thing to invite some friends over and say, look at this awesome toy I got.
It was like when I bought Wii. It was cool for like 2 weeks, and then I was like, fuck this. I have to move to play any kind of game.
Yeah, my Wii's gathering dust, which is why I have friends clamoring to get, hey, let me get your Wii U so we can play blah, blah, blah. And I go, I'm not falling for it this time.
Yeah, me neither. Well, cool. That's about it for gaming news.
Yeah, Oculus Rift, Diablo.
Mass panic in Blizzard.
Yeah, Blizzard's not having a good time of things.
Think we're good. Should we play a game? What's the point, Ethan?
let's do a game. Come on.
Well, we had a game plan in mind with Millpool here, but now it's... It just feels wrong, but yeah, let's plot on in his memory.
Should we play this one, or should we save it for when he's here?
We should save it for next week when he's here. But let's let Amano know that we're using your question that she sent us for our game for next week.
Yes.
It's just with Millpool, with four people, it would have been much better than if the three of us just did it.
Let's give a shout out to Amano, too, if she wants to play with us.
I played with her today.
Oh. Okay, she did good. Good. I was hoping she would.
Yeah.
Yeah, we really appreciate the feedback and all the other feedback that we've been getting on Twitter and Facebook. We really, you know.
Absolutely.
Let's not end it. I'm just saying.
No. We're just saying thank you.
It's not going unheard.
Goodbye, everybody.
See you later. See you next week. What should we do? Like a game of Unfortunately, Fortunately? Or?
Yeah, let's just do that. People like
it.
It's
always good.
Yeah, I guess.
People like
it. We're in kind of like a depressed mood right now, so I feel like it's going to go great places.
And there's three of us, so it's the best time to do it.
Okay.
True.
I guess I'll start it while you'll go second, and then Nancy will go third. Let me think of something. Okay. All right. I'll go with the theme of the episode. I just received my $300... developer's kit of the Oculus Rift.
Unfortunately, every single item was smeared with human waste.
Oh no.
Fortunately, the human waste was dissolved easily in Guido's semen.
Oh.
Unfortunately, I have a problem with my semen where it turns to acid once it hits oxygen.
Fortunately, it makes it a wonderful cleaning agent.
Unfortunately, sometimes Guido wakes up and has holes burnt in his pants.
Fortunately, that's really helpful because of my huge penis, and it can escape through those holes. And I walk around all day with my penis out of these acid-burnt holes.
Unfortunately, whenever he goes out in public, he has to hand out flyers warning parents of this occurring.
Fortunately, he lives out in the middle of nowhere where there are only two parents. One for... So he doesn't need to worry about handing out too many flyers.
What?
Unfortunately, those two parents are my parents.
That's what I'm about to say. And fortunately, they already know what he's got downstairs.
There's only two parents?
That means he's related to everyone. I don't even know where we are anymore.
Nasty's on unfortunately.
I'm on unfortunately. They're his parents.
No. No.
We're done. We gotta stop that.
Apparently, Guido's parents helped father an entire generation of a small town.
Why would there be only two parents?
Because you live in the middle of nowhere.
It's like Children of the Corn.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. That was a good one, though.
It was pretty fun. Should we do another just because I feel like we haven't delivered this episode.
I think we need to do another one. This is the equivalent of pouring a beer for Millpool.
Yeah.
Do one more.
Because this is his favorite game, by the way.
Do you guys want to start it? Someone else want to come up with the comment?
I'll think of something, sure.
Okay, go ahead, Wally.
Well, I just found out that my best friend won the lottery. It's several million dollars.
Unfortunately, that best friend lives in Australia.
Fortunately, he's going to buy Wally a plane ticket to come visit him and share some money and have a party.
Unfortunately, the plane that I boarded crash landed on a deserted island that has temporal quantum mechanic issues.
Fortunately, the temporal quantum mechanic issues allow you to space jump.
Ooh. Wait, is that unfortunately?
No, that's a good
thing. No, that was fortunately.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, you can only space jump into a dimension that's full of dinosaur mannequins with newsy clothes on.
What the fuck's newsy clothes?
Fortunately, those dinosaurs know the entire film Newsies and reenact an entertaining rendition of the entire play musical film.
But they're mannequins.
I know, they come to life.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately, when they come to life, they also see Wally and turn and try to eat him.
Fortunately, Wally is a dinosaur himself, so he's able to talk some sense into him.
Unfortunately, once they realize that I'm also a dinosaur, we concoct a harebrained and zany scheme to escape the island and take over the world.
Unfortunately, they take over the world.
The end.
We should have not played that second one.
No, that was pretty bad.
All right.
You threw me for a loop there with the quantum mechanics, Wally.
I was thinking of Lost, and I was thinking, what should I call this? I'll call it temporal quantum mechanics.
Yeah, I was trying to think of where I could go with temporal quantum mechanics.
Well, let's wrap it up.
We're done. Let's put a fork in it.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to this one. Really.
We're putting listening in quotes.
Yeah. If you made it this far, you are a true gentleman and a scholar. Or
finding the decoder ring in the cereal.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. All that jazz. Thanks.
If you got any submissions for some segue music, you can either hit us up on Twitter. You can hit me up on Twitter. You could send me an email to justokgamers@gmail.com.
Please do.
And yeah.
Our Twitter's,
like I said, nothing crazy.
Our Twitter's @justokgamers. And then on a final note, like and subscribe, or fucking rate and subscribe the goddamn podcast on iTunes already. Jesus Christ, people.
By the way, we apologize for all of our horribly negative reviews of almost every single game.
Just Okay Haters, episode 1 is in the bag.
It is.
All
goodbye.
Right. Goodbye.
See ya.
Just Okay. Just Okay.